This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jennifer Hicks from the Key Laser Institute in Portland, Oregon, on the show today to discuss hormonal therapy. Dr. Hicks, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me today.
You bet, and hope you're having a great day so far. So tell us, for starters, what is hormonal therapy?
Well, hormone therapy, basically the goal is to achieve balance in the hormones in the human body. It's a real complex web between different hormone levels, and, you know, if one's out of whack, it kind of pulls on the other guys, so which results in not feeling super great. So really, in hormone therapy, we're trying to achieve that balance, trying to bring that balance back into the person's body. And we can do that through a few ways. We can give the patient actual hormones, which is a lot of time what we're doing. We can also support the glands that make these hormones in producing the hormones in the right amounts. And that would be just lifestyle stuff, right? Like eating well and exercising and reducing stress and taking vitamins and minerals if you're not eating so well. But most of the times it involves giving the hormones, especially if we want a rapid improvement in the way you feel. Just a little bit about the hormones before we get on any further. The hormones, you know, we can give different types of hormones. Bioidentical hormones are my preference. Those are hormones that are the same as what the human body would make. Other providers might use synthetic hormones or non-bioidentical forms, and those aren't recognized as the human body as equivalent to what the body would make. So sometimes those come with more side effects or issues. And then, you know, whatever hormone we choose, we can give it in different routes. We can put it on the skin in a cream or a gel or a patch, or we can use it internally by mouth, taking a pill of it. But my favorite way to deliver these hormones is through pellet therapy, which is a little, almost like a grain of rice type of size that goes under, it's made of almost 100% hormone. It goes under the skin behind the hip there, and it releases its hormone gradually over a period of 3 to 6 months, depending on whether you're a male or female. So I like that. It's a set it and forget it kind of a system where you don't have to think about taking a hormone every day or putting a hormone on your skin every day, but it's always going to be in your bloodstream.
And Dr. Hicks, what conditions can bioidentical hormone replacement therapy treat?
Well, I guess most of the time we think about menopause, women going through menopausal transitions. Men actually go through the same thing when we call that andropause, where they lose testosterone. That level usually starts declining around age 25, just slowly over time, and then kind of hits a peak of loss around age 50, early 50s, you know, that's the average. So we think about that, obviously, for supporting the hormones through that transition. We're living longer than ever now, right? We're living to 90, 80, even longer sometimes. So we think about if we start losing all of our hormones around age 50, we have another 30 to 40 years to live that are hormonally depleted. If we can support those hormone levels and keep them up through those later years, there's a strong likelihood that we can just live longer, happier lives. But other than the menopause and andropause, there are other conditions that can be helped as well, such as any kind of premenstrual syndrome that we experience, the mood issues, the migraine headaches that sometimes come before periods. Bone health is a big deal. We can actually reverse osteopenia and osteoporosis with hormone therapy. We can help people have more energy, so fatigue is a common one we treat. Obesity is another big one. Weight, you know, body composition, muscle mass versus fat mass, these are hormonally generated problems. So if we can help the hormones be in more balance, we can help reverse that obesity and help patients lose weight easier, which is always a good thing. And then cardiovascularly, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, those things can come down with hormone replacement. And another big problem in society is blood sugar problems, so prediabetes and diabetes. Those can actually also be reversed with hormone replacement. So a lot of things people probably haven't thought about that are beyond menopause and andropause.
And most helpful details, much appreciated. Now, who are the ideal patients for this procedure?
Males and females over the age of 25, since we talked about how that starts declining after age 25. So we don't usually need it before age 25. People who are not feeling their best. So if you're tired, if you're not sleeping well, if you're not having great memory, if your brain is foggy, if you have achy joints, if you're, you know, you're told that you're getting older, that's why your joints are hurting. No, I bet we can help you with that by balancing those hormones out. Anybody with weight problems would be potentially benefited here, increasing metabolism, increasing fat loss. Anyone who's got mood disorders, also irritable, depressed, nervous, or of course the classic sexual symptoms like low drive, erectile dysfunction in men, vaginal dryness, painful intercourse in women, all those things could potentially be benefited. So if we have patients with those symptoms, we'll be you know, doing some lab work to see if they need some hormone replacements.
Today, we're speaking with Dr. Jennifer Hicks from the Key Laser Institute in Portland, Oregon, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Hicks, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy has preventative benefits. Can you explain what these benefits are?
Yeah. So, well, the reason I'm working at Key Laser, where we're seeing mostly aesthetic, you know, cosmetic medicine stuff, is because skin health can be a dramatic improvement. So we can actually reduce the aging process and the way a person looks and their appearance. So that's one preventative benefit. Some other things that we might not think about when you think about hormones would be prevention of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. There's studies that show that women taking estrogen or having estrogen balance are 50% less likely to get Alzheimer's disease. And men with low testosterone are 3 times more likely to get Alzheimer's disease. It's pretty impressive stuff. More systems that we can benefit would be heart health and diabetes prevention. So some of the big killers in our current society of chronic disease is the heart and the blood sugar issues. Decreased risk of heart attacks, decreased risk of type 2 diabetes, improving cholesterol levels, improving the HDL levels and the LDL, reducing LDL levels. All this can happen with hormone replacement therapy, which results in less cardiovascular disease down the road. And osteoporosis, we can actually prevent osteoporosis with testosterone replacement and estrogen replacement. The studies for testosterone pellet therapy actually show that 8.3% increase in bone growth every year with testosterone pellets. Comparing that to Fosamax, which is the most commonly used pharmaceutical medicine for osteoporosis treatment these days, that's 8% over a 3-year period. So we're 3 times more effective at reducing osteoporosis and preventing it than the conventional medication does.
From your experience, does this treatment have any side effects that you've seen or experienced?
Okay. The procedure itself is, you know, we're inserting a little pellet under the skin behind in the back of the hip there. So anytime we open up the skin and put anything underneath it, you know, we're going to potentially have an infection possibility. We're using very sterile technique. We're being as clean as we possibly can be, and the infection risk is very low, but it is a risk. Bruising, swelling, and bleeding are also, you know, risks. Again, very rare to have anything of significance that's going to affect the patient's life ultimately with this therapy. Most patients, when they're done with the treatment, the procedure, they say, is that it? Is this over? And I was like, yep, you know, we're all done. It was much easier to bear than they expected. So that's always good. Whenever we shift the hormone balance, so say we're giving a woman testosterone and she has had none for many years and now we're giving her some. So that shift from 0 to 60 basically in the hormone levels can contribute to fluid retention. So that's a common side effect of your first procedure, a little bit more water weight gain. That goes away over in a month or two maximum usually. Just the hormones themselves can have a little bit of side effects. Potential. So testosterone in women, if we go a little too high, can cause acne sometimes, to 2 to 10% risk of acne, 2 to 10% risk also of facial hair development. So women don't love this, but it is a possibility. Less than 1% risk of hair thinning on the top of the head. And then for men, testosterone will decrease sperm production. So we would never want to give testosterone replacement to a man who is not done with his baby making. So if he's at all considering, you know, being a parent soon, we are not going to recommend testosterone replacement because he will not, it potentially causes infertility in that moment, and also can contribute to a high red blood cell count, which we always monitor after the procedure. So this is another reason pre and post that we're doing labs. We're using the labs at the beginning to determine how much a patient needs, how much hormone a patient needs, and checking the labs after the procedure to make sure, number one, we hit the mark with the right dose, and number two, that we're not giving the patient any side effects of the hormone. Most patients, after all this, after they're aware of the side effect risk, you know, the side effect potential, they choose to get the pellets. And if they have a little bit of facial hair, like say women, for example, most of them are saying, oh my gosh, but I feel so much better overall. This was totally worth it. Let's keep doing this and let me get some laser hair removal or something on my face, you know, because I feel so much better. Overall, it's, you know, for many patients, the benefits outweigh the risks.
Well, Dr. Hicks, always great to have you with us. Fabulous information and details, most informative and helpful as well. Where can listeners get all the details on the Key Laser Institute there in Portland, Oregon?
So we have a website, www.keylaserinstitute.com, and we're, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, and you can always call us also.
Again, Dr. Hicks, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Jennifer Hicks from the Key Laser Institute in Portland, Oregon. And to learn more, simply visit keylaserinstitute.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.